Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good, Lord is wonderful, Lord is kind, God is so awesome. Thank and praise God for allowing us to see a brand new day. Today is day nine of our sojourn together. We are almost at double digits. Amen. And once you hit double digits, it's downhill from there. Amen. God is good. I hope and pray you are benefiting and being blessed by the fast and by prayer on a daily basis. All right, beloved, I'm going to do my best to stick to my word and keep it 15 minutes and under. Today's word is coming to us from John's Gospel, chapter 3. John chapter 3. And I want to read in your hearing verses 28 through 30. John chapter 3, verses 28, 29, and 30. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. John 3, beginning at verse 28. It says, "You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine and is now complete. He must become greater. I must become less." Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about less is more. Less is more. Beloved, I believe that many people want to see Jesus increase in their hearts. And I believe that many people genuinely want the name of Jesus and the Lord to be exalted in others and to see him exalted in the lives of others. But the problem is, beloved, with our petition and our prayer for the Lord to be exalted, that we pray the prayer, "Lord, may you increase in the lives of others, and may we increase as you increase. Let me increase too." No, that's not right. He must become greater, and we must become less. In fact, less is more. We need to be less, and God needs to be greater. He needs to increase, and we must learn to decrease. Less is more. So the relevant question this morning is, how does Jesus become greater and we learn to be less? There are three things out of this text that I think can help us with this and showing us that less is more. God must be greater. We must learn to become less. Number one, we must understand that we were sent to serve. We were sent to serve. Let's look at verses 28 and 29a clause, verses 28 and 29a clause. Text says, "You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom." Stop right there. Bible tells us in verse 26, that many came to John after seeing Jesus, and they said, "We can testify that we have found the one that you testified about, and that what's strange, John, is that he's doing what you started." But John corrects them and really shares with them that, "I didn't start this. I'm just a servant. I did not start this." You know, a person can only receive, John says in verse 27, A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. I didn't start this. I didn't start it, and I'm definitely not going to finish it. We were always sent to serve. John was explaining to them, I'm just a servant. And so more people need to understand that if God started it, and if God is the one that sends us, then our role is just to serve the Lord. Our role is to exalt the Lord. Our role as servants is to make God bigger in the eyes of others. Not that we become bigger in the eyes of others, but as a servant, God becomes bigger in the eyes of others. It is a sad commentary, beloved, when people forget the fact that we didn't start this, when people forget the fact that it's God that sent the word ahead of us, when people forget the fact that we are servants of the Most High God, and it is our job to make God bigger than us. But there's more here, beloved. Not only is it important to understand that we were sent to serve, but then the second thing, beloved, is less is more when we wait for God's call and command. Less is more. We wait for God's call and command. Look at the B clause of verse 29. The B clause of verse 29. Here's what it says. It says, the friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. Stop right there. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. The reality is, beloved, just as we have taken on the role of a servant, and as we must decrease, that Christ must clearly increase, less is more, because as we serve, we must be clear about our Christian duty. And we must be clear that our Christian duty does not come from us. We are waiting the call and command of God. We are waiting and listening for what God's instructions are to us. We must wait for our orders. We must wait for the orders of the one that calls and gives us the command. Listen, beloved, his orders trump our opinions all day long. Listen, less is more because we have orders to follow. We should not stride outside of the guidelines of the orders that have been given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes, beloved, when we make ourselves bigger and the Lord becomes less, opinions start to rise above orders. Opinions rise above orders. That's a dangerous thing. We must learn to listen for the voice of God. Listen for the call and command of the Lord. Follow his orders and diminish our opinions on things and matters that pertain to the kingdom of God. Listen for the call and command. Less is more when we wait for his call and command. So we were sent to serve. We are waiting on the call and command. But can I give you the third thing? The third thing is less is more because the strategy is always to keep the spotlight on Jesus. The strategy is always to keep the spotlight on Jesus. Look at the C clause of verse 29 and then verse 30. The C clause of verse 29 and then verse 30 says, that joy is mine and it is now complete. He must become greater and I must become less. John was very emphatic about this. he must become greater, and I must become less. He says, listen, basically John is telling us my joy is now complete. My joy is now complete because I've heard the call and command of Christ. My joy is now complete because I know I have been sent in order to serve. I didn't start this, and I'm definitely not going to end this. He says, my joy is now complete because serving the Lord meant lifting him higher. The strategy was always to keep Christ in the spotlight. And here's a little lesson I learned, beloved, that when you learn to keep your feet on the ground, you can lift Christ to the sky. The thing is, you got to keep your feet on the ground and stay even-keeled and level-headed so that you can lift Christ to the sky. The spotlight is not ours. Let me say that again. The spotlight is not ours. The spotlight belongs to Jesus. We then must live in the shadows of the one whose spotlight is above us. We're called to be shadow workers in the spotlight of Jesus. Verse 31 says this, the one who comes from above is above all, and the one who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and he speaks as one from the earth. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. And I love it, beloved, because when we understand the strategy and we put Jesus in the spotlight, less is more. Now, I know y'all been hearing me say that all morning long, and I'm getting ready to pray, but I got to make you understand that why less is more. Jesus said of John the Baptist in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 11, write that down, Matthew 11, 11. He says, truly I tell you, among those born of a woman, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. This is what Jesus said about John. Yet whoever, God help me, is least in the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, is greater than John. Less is more. Jesus said there is no one born of a woman greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom, Jesus said, is greater than he, greater than John the Baptist. Less is more, beloved. Decrease so that Christ can increase. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful that you helped us or are helping us to realize that the spotlight belongs to you, that the strategy is always for us to be servants in the shadow of the one who is in the spotlight. So help us, Lord God, to recognize and realize that is not our ministry. Help us to recognize and realize, Lord God, that the people do not belong to us. Help us to recognize and realize, Lord God, that nothing on this earth belongs to us. It is just on loan. And that our responsibility of care and concern for what you have given us only goes as far as the boundaries of a servant. So help us to serve. Help us to not clamor to be seen or clamor to be recognized by the world, but help us, Lord God, to remain faithful servants because, Lord, you started this, and, Lord, we know you're going to end this. Our job is to make you bigger, to put you ahead of us, to put the spotlight on you. Help us to find ways, Lord God, that we might decrease, that you may increase. God, we love you, adore you, and bless you. And we understand, Lord God, that in the kingdom of God, the least is greater than John the Baptist. Less is more. Bless us to serve in that capacity. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. God bless you, beloved. If you prayed that prayer with me, you're on your way to decreasing and increasing the Lord in your life. Have a great Friday in Jesus' name. Day 9, y'all. Be blessed. Amen.